This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There are stark new numbers out about homelessness. They're focused on Los Angeles, where voters recently approved more money to help people without shelter. But as reporter Libby Denkman reports, even with broad voter support, building housing and expanding services for the homeless is still complicated.
Valicia Adams-Kellum walks me through the pantry at St. Joseph Center in L.A.
We have baskets of fruits and vegetables.
The nonprofit's stock of produce, eggs, and canned goods for low-income and homeless Angelenos is looking thin after a busy day.
And if we needed to open like this tomorrow, we wouldn't have enough to serve the people who need help.
The demand for a safety net like this is growing across Los Angeles. An annual tally by LA County indicates nearly 58,000 people are homeless here on a given night, 23% more than in 2016. The new homeless count is dialing up expectations for two major funding sources recently approved by LA voters. In November, city residents overwhelmingly passed a $1.2 billion bond measure aimed at building more housing and facilities for the homeless, and more than two-thirds of Los Angeles County voters in March supported a 0.25% sales tax hike. It's expected to raise around $3.5 billion over 10 years for supportive services. Peter Lin is the executive director of the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. He says voters send elected officials a message.
It's clear that people want action. We need to get people housed as quickly as possible.
But neighborhood by neighborhood, building housing to help relieve homelessness in Los Angeles is inspiring some heated local resistance. Becky Dennison is the executive director of Venice Community Housing.
We've got to build in order to really make a dent in the problem.
We're standing in a city-owned parking lot on Venice Boulevard next to the historic Canal District. Dennison's group is behind a proposal to turn this lot into low-income housing, including 68 units for the homeless. Supporters say this is the kind of development where the new city and county funding measures could make a real difference. But critics are also showing up to the public meetings. The neighborhood group Venice Vision raises concerns about drugs and crime on its website. It also says there are too many homeless facilities proposed for the area. Dennison disagrees.
We add value to neighborhoods. Our tenants are good neighbors.
Other LA communities have recently stalled projects, including across town in Boyle Heights, where a plan to build 49 units of affordable housing on a vacant lot is now stuck in limbo after an appeal by a neighboring business owner. Dennison says the Venice proposal is still in its early stages. Meanwhile, county officials have promised to get 45,000 homeless people off the streets in the first 5 years of spending the new voter-approved funds. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman for Marketplace.